Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Christopher Segler, Doc on the Run, a sports medicine podiatrist, an expert in foot and ankle injuries and running biomechanics. But more importantly to you, I'm a real runner, a marathoner, and an Ironman triathlete. I take care of patients and train for Ironmans in San Francisco, so I can only see so many patients. But I created this podcast for you, so that you can benefit from all of my training and experience, so that you can learn more about your running injuries. If you're here to learn more about foot and ankle injuries and how to keep running, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Doc on the Run. Now let's get started. Why some runners with heel pain don't get better. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Christopher Segler. I'm a sports medicine podiatrist, but I'm also a runner. So I'm going to start by going ahead and tell you that I'm just not one of those doctors who typically tells runners to stop running. I'm a runner, and I understand that runners want to run. I also wrote the book on runner's heel pain. So when I go to medical conferences and I speak to physicians about how to treat running injuries, when I get introduced, they say I'm an expert. So I guess I'm an expert. But back to you and runner's heel pain. First of all, heel pain is extremely common. In fact, heel pain accounts for about 40% of all visits to podiatrists in the United States. And although many doctors will tell patients to stop running, I don't believe that's always necessary. And the truth is that for the majority of patients with heel pain, they can continue to run and still heal. You've probably already done some sort of search online and you found a condition called plantar fasciitis. And plantar fasciitis is the most common cause of heel pain in runners and non-runners as well, frankly. And you've probably, when you search that, you probably found some stuff that said that plantar fasciitis is self-limiting or that it'll eventually just go away even if you are running. So maybe you're one of those people who believes you have plantar fasciitis and you've been running, but you're just not getting better. Or maybe you just notice some pain in your heel while you're running and you just want to make sure that you're not going to do something foolish that might make it worse and then wreck the rest of your race season this year. Now, in either case, I'm going to explain why some runners with heel pain get better and some of them don't. In a nutshell, there are basically two reasons why runners won't get better when they have heel pain. The first reason is that they have the wrong treatment. For example, if you have plantar fasciitis or you've been diagnosed with plantar fasciitis and you started doing some home treatments or you even started doing some treatments that were recommended by a doctor, but you're doing any of them slightly incorrectly, you may not get better. And this does actually happen pretty frequently. I often see patients that have plantar fasciitis and when they demonstrate the stretches that they've been doing, in many cases, they're doing some of these wrong, and because they're doing them wrong, it's increasing the stress on the plantar fascia, and it's actually making the condition worse. In other cases, they may be doing most of the stretches correctly, but they have some sort of slight variation, and they're doing it just a little bit off, and that's making the stretches or the other treatments less effective. Now, in some cases, though, they're actually doing all the right stuff. They're doing the stretches that are correct. They're doing all the stuff to reduce the inflammation. They're doing all the things they can to reduce the stress on the plantar fascia, and they should be healing. But because they're running on the wrong side of the street or the wrong types of surfaces or they're using the wrong shoes or something like that, they're basically using their running to increase the stress so much on the plantar fascia with their activity that the treatment that they're doing that is the correct treatment, it's actually just not working. So that's one of the ways that this can happen. Now, the second reason, which seems to be more common to me actually, is that they have the wrong diagnosis. And, you know, plantar fasciitis is by far the most common cause of runner's heel pain, but you can't just assume that you have plantar fasciitis. So many runners will do a search and then they find out that they can just do these simple treatments for reducing the inflammation and decreasing the stress on the plantar fascia ligament, and then they modify their run in some way to decrease the stress while they're running, and if they do all these things, they realize it'll help. Now, you should actually get better if you're doing all this stuff correctly. However, that's only true if you have plantar fasciitis. If you have a different condition entirely, it's not really surprising to you that you're not going to respond and you're not going to get better because it's not plantar fasciitis. So the first step is really to figure out what the problem really is and then go back and determine conclusively that you do have plantar fasciitis and not one of the other conditions. So what we're going to do is help you figure out, you know, if you might have one of these other conditions. And if you don't understand what the other conditions are, you're never going to figure that out. So So what you really have to figure out if you're not getting better is whether or not you might have the correct diagnosis. You have to understand what's really causing your heel pain. So now what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about the five most common causes of runner's heel pain. And understanding these different conditions will help you understand why you might not be getting better. When a doctor examines your heel and tries to figure out the cause of your problem, they're really just trying to figure out which structure is injured. In most cases, it's the one that hurts. And so the injured structure always hurts when a doctor, you know, pulls on it, stresses it, pushes on it, anything like that. And when we talk about runner's heel pain, there are really only a few structures in that area that can become injured and cause the symptoms that seem like plantar fasciitis. The first structure in the bottom of your foot that can become injured is the plantar fascial ligament, and that is actually the largest ligament in your foot. The second thing is the heel bone. The heel bone it's also the largest bone in your foot, and you can get an injury to the heel bone, and it may seem like you have plantar fasciitis. There's also a nerve that curves right around the heel bone and the plantar fascia, and if you get irritation of that nerve, it can also seem like you have plantar fasciitis, but you actually have a nerve problem. And then the last thing, the fourth thing, is that there's a bursa, or a little fluid-filled sac at the bottom of the heel, that can also mimic the symptoms of plantar fasciitis. So each of these structures can get injured and cause heel pain, and they're all in the same neighborhood, but the symptoms, although they might seem quite similar, they're different conditions. So the first condition that we're going to talk about, of course, is plantar fasciitis. And as we said, the plantar fascia is the largest ligament in your foot. And this is by far the most common cause of heel pain. And it's really nothing more than inflammation of the plantar fascial ligament. Basically, it's just a stressor strain type injury to the plantar fascia ligament. And in some cases, it's just irritated where the ligament itself actually tugs away at the heel bone or the covering of the heel bone. And sometimes it's a very minor sprain, which means it has these teeny little tears in the ligament itself. But basically, it's just an early beginning stress type injury to the largest ligament in the bottom of your foot. And the second condition that can cause runner's heel pain, it's still associated with the plantar fascia, but it's more concerning. And this is a partial rupture or a partial tear in the plantar fascial ligament. Now, this is certainly worse, and it can happen several ways. It can get ripped part of the way across where the thing is actually ripped through a section of it. You can have what we call an interstitial tear, which is a tiny little tear on the inside of the ligament. And the best analogy for that is if you took a rubber band and you stretched it over and over and over, and then you stretched it out and held it up to the light, you might actually see these tiny little micro tears on the inside of the rubber band. And that's basically what an interstitial tear is. It's just that you have these little bitty tears on the inside of the plantar fascial ligament itself. Now, obviously, there can be a huge range of damage to the plantar fascia if it has a rip or a tear in the ligament. But the bottom line is that this is not something that's likely to improve if you treat it like plantar fasciitis, because the ligament is torn, it's damaged, it's really seriously injured. And although there are some slight differences in the symptoms and the exam when you look at a partial rupture versus just plantar fasciitis, there are lots of runners that seem to get this partial rupture and they think they have plantar fasciitis, but they're mistaken. And as a result, they don't get better. In fact, I frequently see patients who think they have plantar fasciitis. They tell me they have plantar fasciitis. They tell me some doctor said they have plantar fasciitis, and they're doing all the correct treatments, but they're not getting better. Well, no surprise, they're doing the correct treatment for the wrong condition. So the tear or the partial rupture is not getting better because they're just doing the stuff that would fix the plantar fascia if it was inflamed, not if it's actually torn. It's a completely different problem, and it's not getting better. Now, the third condition that causes runner's heel pain is a stress fracture of the heel bone itself. And most runners are aware of stress fractures, but the more common form of stress fracture is actually in the metatarsal bone in the foot. And so the pain is somewhere completely different. So usually in the forefoot or the top of the foot. But when you can get a stress fracture in the heel bone. And this also can have a range of trouble from sort of early inflammation within the heel bone to where there's a tiny little microscopic crack in the heel bone, or you could have a crack in the heel bone that's actually visible on x-ray. And if you keep running on those, that can get significantly worse. In fact, the crack can continue to spread across the heel bone, and the heel bone may actually blow apart when it fractures and breaks. And that is a complete disaster for a runner. So this does happen. Now, I actually saw a doctor one time, and she thought she had plantar fasciitis, but she actually had a stress fracture of the heel bone. And she was doing an enormous volume of running when she got the stress fracture, but she just thought she had plantar fasciitis. She was doing all the right stuff, and it wasn't getting better. So, you know, much like a partial rupture of the plantar fascia, a heel bone stress fracture is also unlikely to improve if you just treat it like plantar fasciitis. It's a completely different condition. The symptoms are different, and the treatment is different as well. A fourth cause of runner's heel pain that can also mimic plantar fasciitis is a nerve issue. Now, you have this small nerve on the inside of your heel bone that curves around the plantar fascia and around the heel bone itself. And if there's any irritation of this nerve, it can cause pain on the bottom of the foot. And because the location of the pain is pretty much the same location of the pain in plantar fasciitis, runners often mistake this condition for plantar fasciitis. And lots of doctors mistake this for plantar fasciitis as well because it seems so similar, but you know, it's different. So the symptoms are a little different. The onset or the way it begins is different. It hurts when you push on a slightly different location, and it's not the same condition. So it's also not going to respond the same way because whether it starts with mechanical irritation or whether, you know, the shoe has been rubbing where the seam's rubbing against the nerve and it compresses the nerve, or you step on one of your kids' Legos and it makes the nerve inflamed and then it just stays inflamed because you're running on it, it's not going to get better if you treat it like plantar fasciitis. So, you know, in some cases you can have scar tissue around the nerve if you've had some type of trauma, but that's less likely. But the bottom line is you have to discern a nerve issue from a plantar fascia ligament issue. And it is fairly easy to distinguish them, and they're also treatable, but the treatments are different. A nerve issue is not going to improve with the treatment that you use for plantar fasciitis. So it's really important that you discern these conditions and you make sure that you know which one you're actually trying to treat if you want to get better. The fifth cause of runner's heel pain is inflammation and irritation of a bursa at the bottom of the heel. Now, because the heel bone is called the calcaneus, the bursa underneath the heel bone is a condition that doctors call infracalcaneal bursitis. So it's infra for underneath, calcaneal in reference to the heel bone, and bursitis for inflammation of this little bursa. So the bursa is just a little fluid-filled sac, and it's supposed to decrease friction between the layers of tissue and between structures when they move. And the analogy to this is if you take a Ziploc bag and you put a little bit of olive oil in it, it's very, very slippery when you move it back and forth, and it has almost no friction. Well, a bursa is basically the anatomic equivalent of this, but instead of being filled with olive oil, it's filled with synovial fluid, which is the same fluid that lubricates the inside of your joints. The bursa is actually filled with some soft, squishy tissue that's called synovial tissue, and that's the tissue that actually makes this synovial fluid that makes the lubricant fluid on the inside of the bursa. The problem with this is that when the bursa gets irritated, it can swell. And then when the bursa becomes really painful because of the swelling, it gets worse because when you step on it, it actually is protruding more. So then when you just step on it, and normally you wouldn't feel the bursa, now suddenly it's sort of sticking out like a sore thumb and it's more prominent. So every time you step on it and when you run, it sort of pinches and squishes the bursa and that tender synovial tissue on the inside of the bursa, and that causes pain. Now, because the bursa is on the bottom of the heel, this is another one of these conditions that often gets confused with plantar fasciitis, and it's misdiagnosed both by patients trying to make their own diagnosis and doctors when they see patients. And I see a lot of patients that have been seen by doctors, and I'm seeing them for a second opinion, and they've been told that they have plantar fasciitis, but they actually don't have plantar fasciitis at all. They have a problem with the bursa. And again, if you treat bursitis the same way you would treat plantar fasciitis, it's not going to get better. It is treatable, of course, and you can treat it with some really simple strategies, but you have to make sure that you're not doing the treatments for bursitis and that you're not treating it like plantar fasciitis. So, if you're a runner and you think you have plantar fasciitis and you've been running and you've been doing the correct treatments, you're not getting better, then you have to take a step back and try to determine whether or not you might have one of these other conditions that's really masquerading as plantar fasciitis. And if so, then you have to start doing the correct treatments for the problems so that you can treat the thing that's actually causing your pain. Don't just treat it like plantar fasciitis and assume you're going to get better. But, you know, if you've gone back and you've reevaluated and you're still convinced that you have plantar fasciitis, or if your doctor is still convinced that you have plantar fasciitis, then you have to look very carefully at the treatments that you're doing and just make sure that you're not making any mistakes. Make sure you're doing everything correctly. Remember that even small deviations from the standard treatment routines that we know are effective for plantar fasciitis, they're not going to work well if you're making mistakes. You've really got to double check those treatments and just make sure you're doing them correctly. But as long as you have the correct diagnosis and you're doing the correct treatments, then you should get better and be able to get back to running without any issues.
Doc on the Run. We help injured runners run.
If you have a question that you would like answered as a future edition of the Doc on the Run podcast, send it to me. And then make sure you join me in the next edition of the Doc on the Run podcast. Thanks again for listening.